Justin has also caught up with the man that you heard Tommy Gorman referring to earlier on. This was Francis Crawford, a local man who witnessed the accident last night. Listeners may find some of the detail of Francis's description, his eyewitness description of the action, quite disturbing. He spoke to Justin in the last half hour.
I'm from Buncrana. I live about a quarter of a mile away. And myself and my wife have had a come out for a run after dinner and in the evening, the quiet of the evening. And we love coming down the pier here and looking over the Swilly. And I usually go down, turn at the ramp, and I went down. And there's a vehicle slightly off the ramp. And I said to my wife, if those guys don't come back, they're not going to get a grip on the ramp. And I screwed down my window and I shouted to the driver. He had his window down. And I said, are you all right? And he shouted, phone the Coast Guard, phone the Coast Guard. And I phoned 999, got through the man's head right away, instantly, and got a Mr. Michael Mullins, and was talking to him. And he said to me that the service were on their way within a minute of me phoning, you know.
At that stage, had the man's vehicle slipped into the water?
Oh, it was in the water, and it was bobbling out into the water. And they came along, a man along meantime, and he's from Kerrykeel. I was talking to him afterwards. Not that he wasn't in much state for talking, he was in terrible state. He brought a baby back. I says, can you swim? He says, I can. And I says, would you please? And he swam out to the car, which was a good bit out at this stage and very dangerous and really risked his own life. He stripped off to his underwear and headed out. And he came back with a wee baby. But at that time then, the car was... I was hoping against hope and praying, hoping against hope that the car would stay afloat, knowing everybody was on their way. And the snow started to dip forward, and then just all of a sudden the whole lot just went under the water. And that was it. I say all within 10 minutes, the family was gone, except the wee baby. I think the wee baby's going to be all right. Hopefully, anyway, you know.
And afterwards, you remained on here, did you?
I remained on there to see, and I could see that there was a between the car and the slipway, there was a body. I could see that to be a body, and there was another one further out. Whether at the last moment, you couldn't just jump out of a car and children and leave them, and then there seemed to be a smaller wee image on out in the water. So the body that was nearest, that was on top of the water, and they brought it in, did CP, and but obviously it didn't work. In the meantime, the ambulance were on their way, and everybody was on their way, you know.
And what's your feeling this morning, Francis?
Oh, desperate. I went to bed at 4:30 and got up at 5:30, you know. I couldn't sleep. The memories and the whole thing was surreal and heart-rendering and harrowing, you know, to witness it. This man was still shouting to me when the car went down. And it was very sad. Very, very sad, you know. And there's nothing I could do or nothing anybody could do. And any of the people that could do something were coming as quick as they could. And got here in great time. And everybody knew what to do and what to do, where to go and get up the lights. And, you know, they're all very professional, the whole services. You know, couldn't have been any quicker, any better. The divers were right from Derry, the ambulances were here, the fire service was here, the lifeboat was here, the Coast Guard was here, the helicopter was here. Everything was just, you know, as if it was a planned exercise. They were all here that quick, you know. But it was all too late, and there's nothing to do with anybody. There's nothing anybody could do. Everybody did what they could do, but it was too little. It was too late.
It was all too late. There was nothing anybody could do. That's Francis Crawford speaking to our reporter, Justin McCarthy. Our main story this morning is in Buncrana in County Donegal, where five people, two adults and three children, died yesterday evening when their car slipped off a jetty. We heard earlier from a local man, Francis Crawford, who told our reporter, Justin McCarthy, that he saw a car in trouble yesterday evening, went to see if they needed help, heard the driver of the car through his rolled down window asking him to call the Coast Guard as he struggled to gain control of his car. Another local man swimming into Loch Swilly to rescue a very young baby, and a frantic but futile effort to try and save five more lives. All are believed to be from nearby Derry City. Let's go back to Buncrana, where Justin is standing by. And as you've been getting more reaction, Justin, to this awful news in the town this morning.
That's right, Gavin. I mean, it really is just an unimaginable tragedy. As you mentioned there, we spoke with Francis Crawford earlier. He was very upset, in deep shock, actually, and he's been talking to people here about what he saw. But you can tell that it's very difficult for him to come to terms with. I met several people this morning who've simply been crying. They don't know how to comprehend the depth of this tragedy. It's made even sadder, of course, because it involves the deaths of young children, and people who have children would be thinking about their own families at this time. I went to the church just after 7 o'clock this morning, and people were gathering there to pray for the families of the deceased, and I spoke to some of them.
Oh, just total shock. Total shock. She must have been a whole family nearly wiped out in one go. Like, it's just horrendous to think about. All we can do is pray for the relations left behind.
Very difficult for people to deal with that, isn't it?
Very difficult indeed, yes. Very difficult.
What's the reaction been like around the town here?
Total shock. Total shock. Just nobody can believe that that could happen in such a small locality, really.
Well, I think it's a very sad case now, I really do. No doubt about it. I'm so unfortunate. And the whole family is to one family.
Everybody's devastated. No, everybody in the town's devastated about it. Everybody's talking about it last night, no, but nobody seemed to know the right story about it.
Your heart would go out to those people, wouldn't it?
And the rest of their families that's around now. It's very, very sad.
People are just, they're just devastated because, you know, like, there's been a lot of tragedies in Bunkrana. It's just terrible.
It must be very hard, especially when children are involved.
Oh, it is, of course it is, because you're just thinking your own families and, you know, your nieces, nephews, grandnieces. It's terrible, because God knows, nobody knows who it is, you know. And it's just a tragedy, that's all.
You can hear it there, that sense of numbness among the mass goers speaking to me this morning. I've also been speaking with Father John Walsh, who's the curate here in Buncrana, who's been offering up prayers for the deceased at mass here this morning.
Deep sadness, Justin. I suppose I said to someone yesterday evening, the whole thing was heartrending. And one feels huge pity for the families of the people involved. It will rock a community, I have no doubt. The first thing I would say about yesterday, watching the lifeboat people, the firemen, the Gardaí, I was just struck with huge admiration for them. They dealt with the incident most professionally, and they also treated the bodies with great reverence and dignity.
What words of comfort can you give to the people who are affected by this?
This is the Easter season. Next Sunday we celebrate the resurrection. For believers, the resurrection is something that gives us huge hope.
That's Father John Walsh speaking to me earlier this morning. You can hear again the sense of numbness in the voices of the people that we spoke to this morning. Very, very difficult circumstances this morning, Gavin.
Justin, thank you. That's our reporter, Justin McCarthy, in Buncrana.
The victims of yesterday evening's terrible drowning tragedy in Buncrana have been named locally. They were 49-year-old Sean McGrotty, his sons Mark, who were 12, and Evan, 8, his mother-in-law Ruth Daniels, and Ruth's daughter Jodie Lee Daniels. We'll hear from the Gartha press conference and from Tommy Gorman, who's in Buncrana, in a moment. Also from Deputy First Minister in Northern Ireland, Martin McGuinness, who's also in Buncrana. But first, we have this report from Justin McCarthy, who has been talking to witnesses and those involved in the desperate efforts to respond to yesterday evening's emergency.
I was here in response to the pagers, which went off at 7:15. And we were here, I live locally here, so we were here within minutes. And when I arrived, the car had already gone under the water. and we deployed our boats here as quickly as we could to see what could be done. Unfortunately, rescue turned into recovery very, very quickly, and we were engaged in the process of bringing bodies ashore.
John McCarter was one of the first of the rescue teams to arrive here at the pier in Buncrana after being told that a car carrying six people had entered the water.
The car had gone in the water. We were trying to establish what had happened. And then, as I say, we were engaged in getting our craft out there, because even though it was only a short distance from the foot of the slipway, to you're in 10, 12 feet of water, so some sort of craft had to get out there to try and do something about it.
Before the arrival of the lifeboat, people on the pier side witnessed the Audi Jeep entering the water. Francis Crawford was out for a Sunday afternoon walk with his wife when he saw the vehicle slipping beneath the surface.
I usually go down, turn in the ramp, and I went down, and there's a vehicle slightly off the ramp. And I said to my wife, if those guys don't come back, they're not going to get a grip on the ramp. And I screwed down my window and I shouted to the driver. He had his window down. And I said, are you all right? And he shouted, phone the Coast Guard, phone the Coast Guard. And I phoned 999, got through the man's head right away, instantly, and got a Mr. Michael Mullins, and was talking to him. And he said to me that the servers were on their way within a minute of me phoning, you know.
Another man on the pier side who witnessed the incident unfolding decided to enter the water himself to help.
I says, can you swim? He says, I can. And I says, would you please? And he swam out to the car, which was a good bit out at this stage and very dangerous, and really risked his own life. He stripped off to his underwear and headed out. And he came back with a wee baby. But at that time then, the car was, I was hoping against hope and praying, hoping against hope that the car would stay afloat, knowing everybody was on their way. And the nose started to dip forward, and just all of a sudden the whole lot just went under the water.
By the time the rescue teams arrived, the vehicle was already submerged. Joe Joyce was one of the lifeboatmen on duty last night.
What happened in those final seconds, we're not sure. What we do know is that they managed to pass an infant out the window to a person that was standing on the pier. They had stripped down to their underwear and had entered the water and recovered the infant, and their actions saved the life of that child. The car drifted out, stayed afloat for a couple of seconds, and then filled up with water and sunk. Three people managed to get out of the car. They were face down in the water when they were recovered and brought back to shore. We went back out again and located the car. It was in about 10 foot of water because we were fit to stand on top of the car. One of our crew members then put on a snorkel, entered the water, and recovered a further two people from the car. They were brought back to shore. Attempts were made to resuscitate those. They were brought back to shore, handed over to the emergency services there. We weren't quite sure if there was another person missing at that stage, so we went back out and continued searching. The number of the car was passed to the Gardaí, who passed it to the PSNI, and we waited for confirmation as to how many people were involved in the incident.
How difficult was it to deal with that scenario that faced you last night?
I suppose we do an awful lot of training for this, but I don't think anything can prepare you for this. We're all volunteers. A lot of our crew have, particularly the people who are working on CPR, they have young families themselves. I suppose your thoughts naturally drift to your own, and you think about, you know, you see maybe your own kids there. So particularly difficult and particularly traumatic. And the adrenaline does carry you forward, but when the whole thing winds down and you start thinking about it, it's quite difficult to deal with.
Have you ever experienced anything like this?
Nothing on this scale. There has been tragedies here before in this valley, but nothing on the scale of this.
And the feeling, your own feelings this morning as you look back on it, and the feelings of your fellow crewmen who were there last night, who brought those bodies ashore, what are you feeling now?
Well, you often wonder, if you'd been here earlier, is there anything more you could have done? But I think that everybody here last night performed and did the absolute best that they could. Like, this incident took, we're talking seconds here, we're not talking minutes. And I genuinely don't believe that much more could have been done.
That was Joe Joyce from the RNLI, ending Justin McCarthy's report from Buncrana. Let's go back briefly to our reporter, Justin McCarthy in Buncrana. And that report you sent us earlier in the programme, Justin, where you had been speaking to people like Francis Crawford, people like Joe Joyce, who were involved in those scenes on Buncrana Pier yesterday evening. You could hear in the voices of those who witnessed these events how terribly distressing they were.
Absolutely, Anya. There's a numbness around here today. There's a sadness in the air. Throughout the morning, people have been coming here to the scene, many of them bringing flowers just to pay their respects to the five people who lost their lives last night. It's the school holidays as well, and many people who came here today brought their children with them, and that's something particularly poignant because of the fact that young children lost their lives here last night. We understand, Anya, that the funerals will take place on Thursday afternoon at the Holy Family Parish Church in Ballymacgrorty in Derry. But here in Buncrana, a lot of people very, very upset. There's been a lot of tears this morning. A few of the local people who came here today, they just came down to quietly remember the people who died and pay their own personal tribute. A couple of people who came here today remarked that the slipway on the pier was exposed and that it was very open, that there were no barriers to prevent cars from driving onto it. So local people remarking that perhaps that's something that could be looked at. And some young men who witnessed the tragedy last night told me that they looked around to find a life ring to throw to the people who were in trouble but couldn't find one. And so maybe they said that's something that could be looked at too. Talking to the rescuers, it's very hard to say if that would have made any difference. The Gardaí will carry out a formal investigation, but it's being treated as a very tragic accident with devastating consequences for the community here and, of course, and most importantly, for the family involved.
Justin, thank you.